Hello and welcome to the February 2013 edition of The President's Perspective, a monthly half-hour chat with the President and CEO of Texas A&M University Commerce, Dr. Dan Jones. I'm Jared Knight. On today's program, we'll hear an excerpt from the A&M Commerce Spring Assembly, where Dr. Jones had a chance to address the faculty and staff of the university on subjects of current and future growth and the incredible opportunities that await this institution on the path forward. That's coming up after the break. First, though, there are some new names our listenership ought to learn, and here to introduce them is Dr. Dan Jones. Hello, Dr. Jones.
Hey, Jared. How are you doing today?
Things are wonderful.
Good. Good.
Wonderful. We've got some folks to meet.
Yes, we do. While a lot of us were enjoying the holidays, some of us were out recruiting talent, and we found some. We're very excited to introduce a couple of guys to you and our listeners here today. And the two of them are going to take our Lions athletic program to a new level and restore it to the level of national recognition where it really needs to be. And let me start out with Ryan Ivey, who is our new director of athletics. Ryan comes to us from McNeese, where he was an associate AD, and he hit the ground running. In fact, he was running before he hit the ground. there was a lot to do when you get here. So, Ryan, welcome.
Thank you, guys. Great to be here. Ryan,
we're gonna do you first, and I'm gonna let you introduce our other guests.
That's
okay.
Wonderful.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what attracted you to A&M Commerce.
Yeah, I think, obviously, kind of in my career, one of the things that I was, wanted to do was becoming a director of athletics. And, when the opportunity at A&M Commerce came open, it was about growth potential. Mm-hmm. And I saw the potential here. There is a ton of opportunity for us to grow and succeed and be a great athletics department within our conference and with all of NCAA Division II. And, I think we've got great people here. And I think when I was here for that, 24 hours or so that I was here during that interview process, I saw the people here. I saw that the people here wanted to be great and they wanted to do things and move this program forward. And it was just very, very, very refreshing to see. And it was very something that I just wanted to be a part of. And, it was great to see. And I've enjoyed doing it and enjoyed getting to know folks. And, I've had the opportunity here a couple of days now to go around and kind of do the morning coffee shop routine and visit with some folks. And, it's been great to hear and see the positive energy that we have out there right now. So it's wonderful to see.
So you been by Sweetie's Donuts yet?
I haven't yet, but that's my next stop on the list. I went by Plain and Fancy this morning, so I saw those guys over there, and Taylor Ford's kind of helped me with getting my bearings on where to go and what to do. So Sweetie's is on the list.
Yeah, Sweetie's definitely on the list. You'll get some free advice there, I can assure you.
But, always looking for free advice.
And you brought your family here with you?
I did. Yes, my wife Kelly, she and I have been married almost be 9 years in May. Mm-hmm. So we met both at the University of Memphis and. We met in mythology class, and most people don't know this, but I had a choice that before that spring semester when I was registered for classes. It was either mythology or anthropology, and considering I did not know what anthropology was, I figured I better take mythology. And so we met there and been together ever since. That was in the spring of 2002, and so we've been got married in May of 2004. Then we have two boys. Jet is our oldest, who just turned 4, and Ace is our youngest, who will be 2 on the 22nd of this month. So we're excited, and they are all boy, that's for sure, and they drive their mama crazy.
Well, you're at work, right?
That's right.
Well, I understand your guys and Kelly have become regulars at the Children's Museum. So
they have, very much so. They enjoy it very much. We actually had one when we were back in Lake Charles, had a Children's Museum as well, and they frequented that, and they love it here. It's they have a great time. Yeah. So it's always good to get the kids out and let them run around.
So. Yeah. So what do you think, Jared? Your son, guy in athletics, names his sons Jet and Ace. What's he thinking about the future?
I think he's hoping to call those names out at some events in the future, it sounds like.
Well, I hope so. I told Kelly, I said, at least at one point, if I'm in this business long enough, when they get to college, somebody's going to owe me a favor down the line somewhere.
Right,
so somebody is going to owe me something. So.
Well, Ryan, one of Ryan's first jobs when he got here, which he started on before he got here, was to hire a new football coach. And we had already opened up the process. So he had, of course, he had some names he wanted to add to the list, and then we had a pretty good pool going already.
Sure.
So I'm going to let Ryan introduce now the next newest member of the Lions athletic program. Ryan?
That's right. Yeah, I've been here about 3 weeks now, and I think our newest member has been here about a total of 9 days, 10 days now. And you know, going through the process of finding a head football coach, Dr. Jones and I talked a lot, and one thing that we wanted to find was somebody with passion, someone with energy, someone who wanted to make this place successful and be great, and I think we found that person. You know, we went through a long, strenuous search process, and I think it was something that was beneficial for all parties involved, and I think we found a great individual to lead our football program, and that person is Kobe Carthel.
It's great to be here. I appreciate both of you and giving me the opportunity to join this great team at this great university, and we're looking forward to the future.
Well, there's a lot of future that lies ahead of us, so I know you've had two recruiting weekends already. Let's see, one was about 4 hours after you got here, and the right. next one was a week and 4 hours after you got here. So
it has been crazy, to say the least, and, you know, I was excited to have that first recruiting weekend, and we threw it together in about 48 hours, but I mainly just want to go on the campus tour myself so I can figure out which building was what and find my way around. But it's been fantastic. We've, you know, don't have a staff put together yet, but the few guys we had here, mostly a bunch of young guys, we got out and, you know, we want to make East Texas and the Metroplex our home. We don't want to lose anybody in this regional area. And we hit over 106 schools in just 3 days. And so that's getting out and moving pretty good in this area. So a lot of beautiful pine trees, which I'm not used to, and coming from the panhandle of Texas. But we found a lot of great players, and we're able to get several of them here on campus. And I think Wednesday we're going to shock some people with our signing class.
That's great. That's great. Now, Jared, folks who are longtime followers of the Lone Star Conference and D2 in this region generally are going to recognize Kobe Carthel's name.
Yeah, that Carthel sounds familiar. Where's that from?
Well, there's an old boy up there in the panhandle that's made a name for himself in this league, and I've been at his side ever since about 1985. I was ball boy at Eastern New Mexico, and I remember even coming down here in the single-sided stadium with Ernest Hawkins running the troops here at Commerce and East Texas State at that time. But so I've been around this league as a ball boy, as a player, as a coach now for, 25, 26 years. And so I know the league pretty well, so it'll be fun this year and fun competing against my dad. And I think the Lord has a funny sense of humor. Opening day up there at Kimbrough Stadium is none other than A&M Commerce coming to town. So welcome home, Kobe. We'll have some work to do, but we'll get up there and grab root and growl and give them heck.
Yeah, well, you ought to be pretty familiar with their defense by now, shouldn't you?
We'll know how to attack their defense. And that's why I'm hiring coordinators, so I can blame them if we can't get the offense stopped or anything like that. Yeah. And no, it'll be fun, and it'll be a good rivalry, a fun rivalry, which is what – college sports is all about, and so a lot of familiar faces on each side of the coaching staffs and teams. So you know, and that's what it's about. Right now, we're battling recruiting with them and a lot of the other teams in the Lone Star, and that's what's fun about this whole deal in Division II. It's still college football at its finest. Money hadn't corrupted the sport, and we're really, really excited to get this thing going.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask you, if you would, Colby, brag on yourself a little bit about the last season you had at WT in terms of what that team did, what it did defensively, and what it did overall.
Well, we were very fortunate, and we've, you know, the past 7-8 years there at West Texas, we've established ourselves, or themselves, I guess now, as the had the highest winning percentage of any college football program in the state of Texas. But last year in particular was a special year, best one in school history there for West Texas. We were able to win the Lone Star Conference and make a deep push in the playoffs, end up being national semifinalists, and just one game out of the Big Show. Defensively, we had a stellar year. We set an all-time sack record for Division I and Division II. We had 59 sacks on the season.
Amazing.
And finished the regular season number one in just about every category that keeps stats in defensively. So had some great players, and they really played hard, and that's what we're looking forward to building here, is getting some guys in here that know how to get after some quarterbacks and on defense, and know how to get in the end zone on offense. So should be fun over the next several years here.
Yeah. Well, and Jared, Colby made a point that we all know is true right here in East Texas. You don't need to go more than 100 miles from Commerce in any direction to find all the talent you need.
That's right. That's right. There's so many folks out here, and they want to play ball, and they want to play ball for a program that has that sort of that notoriety and that history behind it. So I think this is going to be a great place from which to recruit.
Yeah, it is. That is true. And if there's any coaches out there we didn't get by your school and you're listening to this program, please call us if you've got players, because we need them. Come on, come on. Let's load up with East Texas talent.
Yep. In reference to that, I can tell you this, that the other day whenever a coach had an opportunity to get up in front of everybody and introduce them, well, he was introduced, and then he had an opportunity to introduce himself. And I'll say this, that the comment after that gathering was everybody saying, you know, I kind of feel like after hearing him talk, I want to put on some pads and a helmet and go outside and hit something, you know. Yeah. I'm ready now to go do something.
Well, unfortunately, most of that crowd, I saw them, and that's not what we want to suit up. You know, we'll take them in the stands, but we need a little bigger, faster, stronger than what was in that crowd. Sure.
I tell you what, this is exciting. It's exciting to know that there's some life injected into Lion Athletics. So we'll be interested to watch that as we go along. And we really appreciate the time.
Well, welcome to both of these guys, and we're looking for a great year.
Mr. Ivy, Coach Carswell, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Jared.
Much.
It was a lot of fun.
We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll hear from a presentation Dr. Jones gave in January to the faculty and staff of A&M Commerce. This is the President's Perspective, only on your station, 88.9 KETR.